aspect of the prophet's ministry is sometimes called forthtelling. In both foretelling and forthtelling, the prophet's purpose was the same. Whether the prophet was predicting future events, foretelling, or speaking to the people of the present day, forthtelling, the goal was to call people to trust the Lord, obey His word, and submit to His will for their lives. The ministry of the prophet was to call people to live their lives conformed to God's law. Even in forthtelling, the element of foretelling is always present to some degree. When the prophet spoke to the people about current situations, there were always warnings and encouragements about the future included in the message. Almost every prophet first appears as a foreteller. Prediction seems to be the very heart of being a prophet. See Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 20 through 22. With this in mind, let's look at the kinds of messages that the prophets gave to God's people. In the scriptures, prophets carried out at least 5 specific missions as they announced God's message to the people of their own day. While this part of prophecy is not the focus of this book, let's briefly consider these 5 aspects. First, the prophets were reformers. They consistently called the people to obey the law of God. The prophets were ethical preachers who denounced all the moral, religious, and social evils of the day. The prophet of God was called on to fearlessly rebuke idolatry, marital infidelity, oppression of the poor and needy, injustice, and social, moral, and political corruption. The prophets called people to turn from their sinful ways back to conformity with God's word. Second, the prophets confronted the kings and played a statesman's role in national affairs. Interestingly, the first 2 kings of Israel, Saul and David, were also prophets. But the 2 roles, even in that day, were clearly separate. Samuel the prophet confronted Saul about his disobedience. See 1 Samuel chapter 15, verses 13 through 23. And Nathan the prophet confronted David when he committed murder and adultery. See 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 1 through 15. Third, the prophets served as watchmen among the people. God raised up the prophets to point out religious apostasy and to warn of judgment for failure to turn from it. Son of man, I have appointed you as a watchman for Israel. Whenever you receive a message from me, warn people immediately. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17. Now, son of man, I am making you a watchman for the people of Israel. Therefore, listen to what I say, and warn them for me. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 7. Fourth, the prophets prayed for God's people. While the priests were the primary intercessors for the people in offering sacrifices, the prophets also assumed this role, but without sacrificial and ceremonial activity. We see prophets praying for the needs of people on numerous occasions. 1 Kings chapter 13, verse 6, an anonymous man of God prayed for King Jeroboam. 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 17 through 24, Elijah prayed for the widow's son. 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 18 through 37, Elisha prayed for the son of the woman from Shunem. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 16, and chapter 14, verse 7, Jeremiah continuously prayed for God's mercy on the rebellious nation. Amos chapter 7, verse 2, Amos asked God to forgive the people. Fifth, the prophets comforted and encouraged God's people. Prophets are often caricatured as doomsdayers who spent all their time lambasting people for their sins. This was certainly a chief part of their calling, but a prophet also consoled and comforted. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 3 says, "One who prophesies strengthens others, encourages them, and comforts them." God called the prophets again and again to remind the people of His faithfulness, love, mercy, and compassion. By urging the people to conform their lives to the law, the prophets were used of God to edify and encourage the Lord's people. In Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 and 2, the Lord tells the prophet Isaiah, "Comfort, comfort my..."